This is a case recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Now, in Yates Amud Beis, for the last half of the Amud, we were discussing a Vishitas of Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, whether or not a person who can't hear has a situation that he can make, that he can lay the Megillah and he can do other mitzvahs as well. And we're in the middle of that discussion, and we said basically, what's Rav Yehuda's Shita? Is Rav Yehuda saying that L'chadchila, a person who can't hear, can do all these mitzvahs, or maybe it's only v'dievid that it's acceptable. So now we're at the very top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, the opinion who says that he can do all these mitzvahs l'chadchila is really Rabbi Yehuda. Rafi l'chadchila, and really he can do them even l'chadchila. But lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Didehah derabe. There were two different quotes that are astira in Rabbi Yehuda, but actually one is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that you can do it even l'chadchila, and the one that says it's only good b'dievet is his Rebbe. So now we're going to show that case where his Rebbe and he disagree. Titania, we have the following b'risa: Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his Rebbe. Hakori Yishma Tzarech Sheyishma La'azno. If a person says Kriyish, may has to hear the words that he's saying. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. He learns from the word Shema that you actually have to hear. Hashmei La'aznecha Ma'ashetam Motzim Yipicha. Your ears have to hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Ayom Al Livavecha. The things that I'm commanding to you have to be Al Livavecha Achar Kavanas Halev. It goes based on the Kavana of one's heart. Hein hein hadvarim, right? And so that is the value of the words, meaning the value of the words is dafka the kavana, and we're not so concerned with the hearing. So we have Rabbi Yehuda quoting the laws of Nazariah that l'chadchila you have to hear the words that you're saying. And we have Rabbi Meir who seems to say you don't even have to hear the words that you are saying. So we have Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which is saying which we have by us, which is saying that l'chadchila you don't have to hear the words that you're saying. You have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, who says that you have to hear it l'chadchila. And now we have a new shita, Rabbi Meir, who holds that you don't even have to hear the words that you are saying. So now the Gemara just concludes, Hashtad Asis Lahachi, now that we have come to this point, meaning we've made this quote of this brisa, Afilotei Rabbi Yehuda Kirabi Israel. Even if you want to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, that l'chadchila you have to hear the words that you're saying, V'adatani Yehuda Breder of Shimon Pazi, Rabbi Meir, and that statement of Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shimon Pazi, even l'chadchila, you don't have to hear the words that you're saying. You can just say that that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because we just saw the Firish price that Rabbi Meir holds. You don't have to hear the words that you're saying, even l'chadchila. Okay, moving on in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan, Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan is allowed to read the Megillah. It sounds like even l'chadchila. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Katan Ha'yisi, U'karise, L'malam Erev Tarfon V'Zakenim Balud. So Rabbi Yehuda has what we call a Maisa Rav. He says that I once was a Katan, and they let me read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the other Zakenim in the city of Lud. Amrulo, Ein Mevi'in Raya, Mena Katan. You can't bring a Raya from a person who was a Katan at the time because his testimony is not considered valid, and therefore maybe you were wrong and maybe you're misremembering. So we don't accept the testimony of a Katan. Tanya, the following Braisa, Rebbe says, Katan, Aisi, Vakarisi, Lamalam, Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, I was a katan, and I read it in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Amrlo, ein mevi'in raya min ha-matir. You can't bring a raya that's what everybody holds, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that it's mutter for a katan. All right? V'leimru lei. So why didn't they say to him, ein mevi'in raya min ha-katan? So why didn't you just give the same answer as before? Like, you claimed to have been a katan at the time, but we don't believe you. So, chad avi'od kamer. And I was trying to give another raya. Right, he's trying to add another. We were trying to give him another teretz as to why he wasn't correct to make such a testimony. Chad the katan is number one. You were a katan. But afilu gadol yisaim evin raya min amatir. Even if you would have been a gadol when you were testifying about it or when you read it, still Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rabbi Yehuda's shita on this, and therefore we can't bring a raya that's what everybody else holds, and therefore it's not a valid maaserav. Okay, moving on to the next mishnah in Karnas Megillah. Velo malin, velo tovlin, velo mazin. So let's go back and discuss what these things are. So you're not allowed to read the Megillah. And you're not allowed to do a bris milah. And we're not allowed to go into the mikvah for someone who is tameh and wants to become tar. And we don't sprinkle the ashes of the parah aduma on somebody. V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom. And someone who is a woman, who she has to wait till the end of the day. She can go to the mikvah. By the end of the day, lo titbol achetanit zachama. All of these people, so we have Mikra Megillah, and then we have Bris Milah, which are not nothing to do with going to the mikvah, and then all these other people who need to go to the mikvah or become tahor, we wait until the sun rises in the morning. Kulan she'asu, meaning that's that even though technically the Jewish day starts the night before, we have to wait until the morning of. Kulan she'asu mishalom rashachar kasher. But b'di'evet, if they did it after dawn, which is a significant amount of time before the actual ball of the sun rises above the horizon, we say that that is kasher b'di'evet. So ask the Gemara, Minelah, and how do I know this, that you have to read the Megillah specifically in the morning after the sun rises? Damar krav hayamim ha'ila niskarim v'na'asim. Right, so it says these days are remembered and done. Biyom in the laila law, that dafka has to be done during the day and not during the night. Lema tadit, you have to be Rabbi Levi. So is this a kasha? Maybe we can say that this is a kasha, shlugging up the opinion of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Done Rabbi Shuv ben Levi chayav adam lekorsas megillah ba laila lishanosa biyom. He says there is a chiyav to read the Megillah the night before, and then to repeat it during the day. No, ki katani. Adiyom. So you say this mishnah is not against Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. It's not trying to say that you don't have to read it the night before. It's just saying that when it comes to the daytime reading of the Megillah, you have to read it after Netzach. Next, v'lo malin, and we don't do a bris mila. D'chsiv v'yom hashmini yimol. Right. So bris mila says dafka b'yom hashmini. You have to wait until sunrise of that day. V'lo tovim v'lo mazin. Also, we don't have a person whose tummy go to the mikvah or sprinkle the ashes of the para aduma. D'chsiv. Right, so it says by the paraduma, you're supposed to sprinkle it upon him on the day of the seventh. And we have a hekesh compared going to the mikvah to sprinkling the ashes of paraduma. Also, a woman who is what we call a zava kitana. If she is tame yom kiregim, she waits one day and then the next day she is tore, she can go to the mikvah. She has to wait until sunrise of that next day. So pshita, that is obvious. Maishna shemeres yom kiregim yom, we call kai betfilas. I don't understand. We just said by everybody else who has to go to the mikvah that they are supposed to wait until sunrise. Why should this zava katana woman be any different than anybody else? Our answer is it's no. We need it to tell us chiddush specifically by this woman as well. Meaning, I would have thought that this is the same as the first time a Zav sees some Tameh emission. Now, again, we don't know exactly what a Zav is. Person who sees some type of an emission. It's not about Keri. It's not a seminal emission. But he has some kind of a flow that comes from his body. So the first time he sees it, it's a little bit different than Shomer Siyom Kenegidim, which is a Zavah. Kitana, which is a female version of Zav, which is, comes from seeing Dam, not during the Nida period. So he says, Varaya Rishonish Zav Iskesh Laval Keri, because the first time the Zav sees is the same rules. It's a Hekesh between the Zav and a Balkeri. How do we know? Dichsiv, because it says in the Parsha, Zos Torres HaZav, Vasher Tetzin Mena Shech Bazera. Right? This is the end of Parsha Metzora, I believe. So it says at the end of Parsha Metzora, these are the rules of a Zav, and they're the same as the rules of somebody who sees Shechvas Zera, Balkeri. So ma Balkeri tovo biyom, hainami litvo biyome. So Balkeri can actually go to the mikvah the day of, the same day that he sees Zera. So too, a Zav, if he sees his first day and he doesn't see anymore, or he does not plan on seeing anymore, then he can go to the mikvah the same day that he sees. Baha biyamama lo mati tavla. But a shomeres yom keneged yom, a woman who's considered a Zava kitana, is not allowed to go to the mikvah on the same day that she sees, because we have arrived from the pasuk, kol yimei zova kimishkav nidasa yela, that the same rules of when she is a zav are the rules like when she is a nida, right? So that he has to keep those exact same rules, and you have to wait until the day ends for nida. She could, you know, nida, basically the daraisa rule of a nida is that if she sees dam, she's tamei for 7 days no matter what, and that she can't just go to the mikvah on the day of the seventh. She has to wait for the sun to go down on the seventh day before she can go to the mikvah. So Belilya Mias Le Aved Miktsas Shimor. However, that night she should watch herself, meaning for at least a short period of the night, she should make sure she's not seeing any more dam. The tipple, and then she could go to the mikvah. Right? So we would have thought that a Zava Kitana, when she's Shomeres Yom, Keneged Yom, she is able to go to the mikvah the night before. Kamash Malan. So therefore the Mishnah comes and tells us, Kevan Deba'i Svira, since she needs to count the whole day, Svira Biyamamahi, she has to wait until the morning because you're only counting the day actually during the daytime. I'll continue with Amid Bey's next time.